Recorded Books Inspirational and One Click Digital present Trapped, Private Justice, Book 2 by Irene Hannon, narrated by Celeste Chula and directed by Kathleen Gormley. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Trapped.
Prologue. The house was quiet. Too quiet. Laura Griffith paused inside the back door and frowned. Where was the thudding bass that usually shook the walls as it reverberated from behind Darcy's closed bedroom door? Where was the soda can her half-sister always left on the counter, despite repeated requests to rinse empties and put them in the recycle bin? Where was the faint odor of burned bagel that had greeted her at the end of every workday since the teen's arrival in St. Louis 4 months ago? She crossed the room and dropped her purse and tote bag on the kitchen table, the thump of the heavy satchel echoing in the uncharacteristic stillness. Darcy? No response. As a tingle of unease slithered along her nerve endings, Laura forced herself to take a deep breath. Chill, okay? This could just be a new strategy. She hasn't tried the silent treatment yet. Stay calm. As if. Chagrin twisted her lips as she walked toward the living room. Her placid existence had evaporated the day Darcy stepped inside the house. 102 pounds of brashness, bravado, and attitude. It had taken mere hours for the girl to figure out her 33-year-old half-sibling had zero experience dealing with a 16-year-old. And Darcy had done her best to exploit that liability ever since. Was it any wonder they clashed constantly? Laura passed through the living room, giving it a quick scan. No gloves or hat thrown on the couch. No muffler trailing across the floor. No parka dumped in the wing chair. Since it was doubtful Darcy had altered her typical behavior pattern and put her winter gear in the coat closet, the conclusion was obvious. She'd broken the rule about coming straight home after school. Again. With a sigh, Laura walked down the hall toward Darcy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?